Hey, what is up, guys? Scott Lowe here, and it is great to see you again. You know, in these classes, we're pretty relaxed. I mean, we're just hanging out, right? Just a couple of friends. So, you hear me use some pretty natural English. In fact, maybe you've heard me use some filler words. You know? Yeah, filler words are like little words or phrases that people use when speaking to sound more natural or more friendly, or so that you have an extra moment to think about what you're gonna say next. Basically, filler words can really help the flow of a conversation, make it sound more natural, more smooth. But do you know how and when to use filler words? Like, do you really know? Well, no worries, because that is exactly what we are going to talk about right now. So first, I'll explain a little situation, and then I will tell you a phrase with some common filler words. Like, basically exactly what I would say in that situation. All right, number one, let's imagine that you tell me something surprising, shocking even, about a mutual friend of ours, maybe some gossip. And so I say, wait a sec, are you serious? Wait a sec, are you serious? Wait a sec, a second. Yeah, we use sec in other phrases too, like, oh, give me a sec, a second. Or, oh, sorry, just a sec. But in this case, wait a sec. Wait, because what you told me is so surprising that I'm still trying to process and understand what you said. So, wait a second. Are you serious? All right, this next example is pretty easy to understand. Check it out. You should talk to him. You're like his best friend, right? You should talk to him. You're like his best friend, right? Like, people say this one like all the time. It is truly a filler word because we use it to fill the gap between two thoughts. Maybe you don't know what to say next. You're like thinking of what you're going to say. You've probably heard it before, right? Okay, third example. Now, let's imagine that you're talking to your crush, and so you're a little bit nervous. That might sound something like this. So, do you have any plans for the weekend? So, do you have any plans for the weekend? I'm so nervous. Some more examples of classic filler words. So, when giving a speech or a presentation or at work talking to a client, you should probably try to avoid these filler words. But in everyday conversation, they just come out naturally. Everybody does it. It happens. And if it were me in that situation talking to my crush, there would be a lot more us and ums and maybe some nervous laughter. Okay, example number four. Now let's imagine that me and you and a bunch of friends, we've planned a big camping trip. Yeah, we're gonna go out to the woods, do some camping, have some fun. And so now it's the day of, we're gonna leave in a few hours, and I decide to call our other friend and I ask her to bring her Bluetooth speaker, because you gotta have some tunes, right? And then she tells me on the phone that she is no longer going camping, like a few hours before leaving. And then so I say to her, wait, you're not coming with us? Oh, never mind then. Wait, you're not coming with us? Oh, never mind then. Again, I used what because I'm surprised. Wait, you're not coming with us? Oh, never mind then. Whatever. Okay, this last one, also pretty easy to understand. Let's imagine you meet someone new, so you're telling them about yourself. So you say, I like art, literature, classical music, stuff like that, you know? I like art, literature, classical music, stuff like that. You know, you don't know exactly what you're going to say next. You're just talking about yourself. You're talking about your hobbies, your interests, stuff like that. You know? Okay, well, I hope these examples helped you understand filler words a little bit better. Remember, they're not bad. They're not incorrect. They're a natural and totally normal part of day-to-day English. But just remember, in more formal situations, try to keep it to a minimum. And that's it. I will see you later. Peace out.
Later talk.